Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjaliya and today is August 14th. Here are some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty are expected to open marginally lower on August 14th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 42 points. The BSE Sensex has lost 365 points to close the previous session at 65,322, while the Nifty 50 closed 114 points lower at 19,428 points, trading near its 200-day moving average of 19,591. Pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may get support at 19,411 followed by 19,377 and 19,321. In case of an upside, 19,522 can be key resistance followed by 19,556 and 19,611. Moving on to international markets, US markets. Stock futures rose slightly on Sunday evening as Wall Street looked to shake off a rough start to August. Futures tagged to the S&P 500 ticked up 0.2% and those for Nasdaq 100 gained 0.3%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures added 0.1% or 31 points. The moves came after the stocks have struggled to sustain their rally in the late summer. Last week, the S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite fell 0.31% and 1.90% respectively. It was the Nasdaq Composite's first two-week losing streak of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, however, gained 0.62% for its fourth positive week. The upcoming week could be driven by insights into the state of the U.S. consumer with earnings reports due from Home Depot, Target and Walmart. Retail sales data from July is also due out on Tuesday morning. The earnings reports are coming after a mixed batch of inflation reports last week, which showed that the price increases have eased from their post-pandemic peak but are still above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets largely fell on Monday as investors looked towards the key data from Japan and China this week. Japan's gross domestic product for the second quarter will be out on Tuesday, as well as its inflation print for Friday. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 0.1% to start the week, but the TOPIX was up 0.12%. South Korea's KOSPI was down 0.3% and the KOSDAQ saw a larger loss of 0.85%. China will release industrial production and retail sales for July as well as house prices on Tuesday. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 18,857, pointing to a weaker open compared to HSI's close of 19,075. This would be the first time in almost a month that HSI went lower than 19,000 mark. Oil prices. Oil prices edged higher on Friday after the International Energy Agency forecasted record global demand and tightening supplies, propelling prices to the seventh straight week of gains, the longest such streak since 2022. Brent crude futures rose 19 cents or 0.22% to settle at $86.59 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude futures gained 22 cents or 0.27% to settle at $83.05. On a weekly basis, both benchmarks rose 0.5%. The IEA estimated that the global oil demand hit a record 103 million barrels per day in June and could scale another peak this month. Meanwhile, output cuts from Saudi Arabia and Russia set the stage for a sharper decline in inventories over the rest of 2023, which IEA said could drive oil prices even higher. Dollar index. The dollar index traded at 0.15% higher in futures at 102.96, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹82.90. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth ₹3,073 crore, whereas domestic institutional investors purchased shares worth ₹500 crore on August 11th. Moving on to stocks in focus. In terms of Q1 earnings results, Aurobindo Pharma's quarter one profit rose 10% year-on-year to ₹570 crore on higher other income. Revenue grew by 10%. Finolex Cables quarter one profits grew by 34.1% year-on-year to ₹160 crore on better top line and operating numbers. RVNL's quarter one profit jumped 15.3% year-on-year to ₹343 crore. Revenue increased by 20%. Nykaa's quarter one profit grew by 8% year-on-year to ₹5.4 crore. EBITDA surged 60% to ₹73.5 crore. In the steel sector, Jindal Steel & Power's quarter one profit declined 15% year-on-year to ₹1,692 crore on subdued operating performance. In the pharma space, Glenmark Pharma quarter one profit tanked 18% year-on-year to Rs. 173 crore on lower other income. Revenue grew by 22.5%. In the FMCG segment, Patanjali Foods quarter one profit tanked 64% year-on-year to Rs. 87.8 crore on subdued other income and operating numbers. Now moving on to other news. Shares of Jio Financial Services have been credited in the DMAT account of Reliance Industries shareholders. US FDA has cleared Lupin's Unit 2 manufacturing facility in Mandip Deep with no observations. NCLT has approved the acquisition of Meenakshi Energy by Vedanta under corporate insolvency resolution process. And Sterling's and Wilson Renewable Energy has bagged an order worth Rs. 1,130 crore from Gujarat Industries Power Company. Lastly, ITC, Davies Lab, Vodafone India, Aster DM Healthcare, AstraZeneca Pharma, GMR Airports, Hindustan Copper, Indiabulls Housing Finance, Senco Gold, Wockhardt will all be in focus ahead of earnings results to be announced today. Now in our Voice of the Day segment, we have Arun Kumar Mantri, founder Mantri Finmart, giving his technical outlook for the week ahead. Let's listen in.
Indian markets have been in the negative zone in the last week and profit booking was clearly visible in the major of the large cap counters. The sentiments turned bearish on the street after some unexpected announcement by the RBI governor with regard to CRR in the MPC monetary outcome. On the other hand, the broader markets were in the positive to sideways momentum, with both mid and small cap indices witnessing good buying interest on every intraday decline. Coming on the technical perspective, Nifty is in the lower band of the broad range and is nearing crucial support zone of 19,200 to 19,300 levels, which were the previous strong support zones, which also coincides with the short-term moving averages on the daily charts. On the upper side, 19,600 to 19,650 will be the immediate resistances. Coming on to the broad range, 19,200 to 19,600 will be the broad range for the Nifty. And on the derivative sides, also 19,200 to 19,300 puts are having good open interest. And on the flip side, 19,600 call is having open interest of more than 91 lakh shares, which can be acting as a crucial resistances. So the broad range for the Nifty for this week is somewhere around 19,200 to 19,600 levels. Coming on to the other major index, that is the Bank Nifty. Bank Nifty is clearly under the grips of the bears, and heavy shorting has been witnessed in the banking index post the RBI monetary policy outcome. The next downside targets for Bank Nifty is somewhere pegged around 43,300 to 43,500 levels, where some bargain hunting from the market participants can be witnessed. Coming on to the derivative perspective, 44,500 to 44,700 calls of Bank Nifty are having highest open interest, which can act as a near-term resistance, while 43,300 to 43,500 puts are having good open interest, which can act as a near-term support. Coming on to the trend of both the indices are looking sideways and muted. If you compare both Nifty and Bank Nifty, Nifty is looking much better than Bank Nifty, and Bank Nifty can outperform the benchmark indices in the near term. Coming on to the short-term trading perspective, any short-term trader who want to enter into the market, 19,200 to 19,250 will be the good level to enter into the market, while on the higher side, 19,600 will be the immediate target for this week. Among the major levels, any breach below 19,200 will trigger further long unwinding in the market, while any surge above 19,600 will trigger massive short covering in the index. Among the other factors, the global markets will be the near-term trend deciders, while on the other hand, the commodity prices and the corporate earnings will also have a check onto the market. So short-term traders should keep an eye on the global markets, the corporate earnings, and the levels, which is the 19,200 on the lower side and the 19,600 on the higher side.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll see you same time day after.